All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.
This is Minnesota Today for Friday, August 12th. I'm NPR News reporter Hannah Yang. Here's our top story right now. Longtime state senator David Tomasoni has died after a bout with ALS at age 69. Brian Baxt reports.
The Iron Range lawmaker had been in the legislature since 1993, the last 22 years in the state Senate. His health had been declining since being diagnosed last year with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Lawmakers approved a new ALS research and caregiver support program at his urging during the recent session. Close friend and fellow Senator Tom Box says he visited with Tomasoni hours before he died.
It's a big loss for the Senate to lose somebody that is always overcame the partisanship. I often described his office as a gathering place. It didn't matter whether you were a Republican or a Democrat. It's David's office where people got together to kind of job on about what was all going on.
Tomasoni previously announced he wouldn't seek a new term. By law, there won't be a special election to fill his seat given the proximity to the general election. Funeral arrangements are pending. I'm Brian Baxt.
A court hearing is set for Monday for two former Minneapolis police officers still facing trial on state charges in the murder of George Floyd. Tu Tao and J. Alexander King are set to go to trial this fall on charges of aiding and abetting both second-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter. The Associated Press reports a hearing before Judge Peter Cahill on Monday will discuss, quote, the status of plea negotiations. That's after both officers were sentenced last month in federal court after being convicted of violating Floyd's civil rights. Tao and King filed notice earlier this week that they plan to appeal those convictions. More than 2 months after high winds, flooding, and tornadoes caused damage across more than 20 counties in Minnesota, communities are still working to recover. Earlier this week, President Joe Biden authorized FEMA funding to help with the recovery from the Memorial Day weekend storms. Julie Anderson is Emergency Management Director for Douglas County, where the community of Foreta was devastated by a tornado. She said the FEMA funds will not go directly to individuals. The money instead will go to utilities and local government to cover damage to infrastructure. Anderson said a couple of disaster funds have been set up to help residents in her area.
We've been working to make sure we've left no stone unturned to try to get some financial assistance for the homeowners and renters and businesses and nonprofits in Douglas County.
She said some residents with storm damage are still waiting on insurance companies and contractors, and that it will be a long time before the work is complete. And here are some other stories we're watching. The Minnesota Vikings say starting quarterback Kirk Cousins has tested positive for COVID-19 and will not play in Sunday's opening preseason game. The Vikings are scheduled to play the Raiders in Las Vegas. The team sent Cousins home from training camp yesterday because he wasn't feeling well. Cousins also contracted COVID-19 during last season and missed a key game between the Vikings and division rival Green Bay Packers. Minnesota utility regulators say four natural gas providers serving the state can't bill consumers for nearly $60 million to cover price spikes during a winter storm last year. But yesterday's decision by the Public Utilities Commission still means the providers, including CenterPoint and Xcel, can pass along more than $600 million in those extra expenses. The storm in February 2021 hit Texas particularly hard. It sent demand for natural gas soaring even as the storm hampered production. That caused natural gas wholesale prices to skyrocket across the country, including for Minnesota utilities. The PUC yesterday decided the utilities could have done more to offset the price spikes, such as tapping stored gas supplies or taking steps to limit usage. In sports, the Lynx host the Seattle Storm tonight in Minneapolis. It's the final home game for Sylvia Fowles, who is retiring after 15 seasons in the league. The Lynx then close out the regular season on Sunday in Connecticut. They need to win to lock up one of two remaining playoff spots. The Twins play the Angels tonight in Los Angeles. They were swept in a pair of games against the Dodgers earlier this week. And here's a look at the weather. Tonight, it's mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, lows in the mid-50s in the northeast to mid-60s in the southwest. Saturday, it's mostly sunny with highs in the mid-70s to lower 80s. Saturday night, it's partly cloudy with highs in the lower 50s to lower 60s. Sunday, it's looking partly cloudy with highs in the mid-70s to lower 80s. And that's it for Minnesota Today. Thanks for listening. I'm Hannah Yang. Kathy Worsey will have an update on Monday. Until then, stay healthy and stay safe.